Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are blessed tonight, wherever you guys are. Tonight, I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm thankful for God's mercy, for his grace. You know, so many different things. I don't know about you, but like my project's out entitled Life's Lessons. I'm learning so many different life lessons in this season, and I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for all the lessons because, you see, we cannot learn and we cannot grow if we're not willing to learn, if we're not willing to grow. So I'm grateful for God giving me his grace and allowing me to learn in this season. But I hope you guys are doing well. This is how everything goes tonight for those who are coming through. People come through, I have my topic, and I preach, and as in between preaching, I'm talking, and we're having a conversation, and all these different things that we do. So if you're here, you know, the floor is open. I just ask to be respectful. You know, I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. I hope you're encouraged tonight. And this whole thing is a matter of encouraging people. You know, I know we definitely need to be encouraged. We need encouragement. We need encouragement from each other. And you know, and just being open and saying, you know what, you know, on Tuesday nights, just come through, we'll talk, we're going to share. Hopefully you will leave here encouraged tonight by something that's said, something that's spoken. That might even be sung. But for whatever reason, I hope that you guys, you know, will leave touched and refreshed. What's going on, Lakeisha? What's going on for those who are here, who are actually staying? I appreciate you coming through staying tonight. You know, tonight I'm going to talk about when God calls you. And one of the things I shared with you guys that God was having me to revisit some of these lessons. And of course, when everything that's happening, everything that's going on, the message is for me first. Before I give it, it's for me first. Now, I understand that, and I put that disclaimer out there because some people will come on and they'll say, don't you know this message is good? Sound like it's for you. Well, hello, God gave it to me first. So, of course, it's for me, and I'm sharing it with you guys. Tonight, I'm going to dedicate this this time right here. What's going on, Lonnie? Juju, a.k.a. Juju. You know, I'm going to dedicate this show to my cousin Thelma, who's resting in peace. Today would have been her birthday, so I definitely miss her. And you know, sometimes you wonder, like, how come I'm feeling this way? Oh yeah, I am on. If you're, you know, someone saying, are you on? Yes, I am on. So I'm dedicating this message tonight in honor of my cousin, Thelma Brady. You know, listen, guys, family is so important. And I just want to encourage you. Hey, Juju. I just want to encourage you to make sure that you give thanks for what God has given you, that you give thanks, that you're thanking him, that you're praising him. Because, listen, we are not promised tomorrow. And I don't know about you guys. I was just thinking, you know, I just want to take advantage of everything that is happening right now in my life. I want to take advantage of everything that is happening. And I want not just I want to do what God has called me to do. That's ultimately what I want to just make sure I'm focusing on. Because listen, we're not promised tomorrow. You know, one of my friends just saw that he lost his mother today, and I'm just touched. You know, I'm just touched. I'm touched today. I'm encouraged, and I'm praying for them. When I say touched, I want to be even more sensitive to what God has called me to do, because ultimately, where's the sound? You can't hear me? Can you guys hear me at all? Can you hear me, Juju? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Because I'm up here just talking, thinking that everything is better, that you guys can hear me. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Something's going on here on, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You can hear me? If you can hear me, say amen, someone. You know, Mom, you asked me, can you hear me? Is my mom the only one that no sound? No sound? You can hear me? Okay, Mom, you need to turn your phone, because Lonnie can hear me. Juju can hear me, so it might be on your end. You know, sound is working. Thank you so much. I was about to lose my mind up in here. I was going on this rant, how I'm dedicating this message to my cousin, Thelma Brady. Just restart your phone, Mom. I don't know what's going on, because everyone else can hear me. Just restart your phone and come back. But tonight I'm going to talk about this, when God calls you. And, you know, and with everything that's going on, I just wanted to, hold on. Mom, start your cell over, please, and come back in. Okay. Shut it down. I guess, sorry about that, guys, about this. You know, people saying she's here. Shut it down and come back. All right. Okay, let me get focus. Because I'm keep on getting a whole bunch of, no sound. You start your phone. No sound. Okay, well, when God calls you, you know, and it just made me just really, really just think about life, what we have. So this whole message about when God calls you, I hope it touches your heart. Turn to Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are. Hope you guys are having a good night. Like I said, one of my friends' mother passed, and it really touched my heart. You know, really made me think even more. So I'm praying for him and his family. Praying for my family, for my cousin's kids who are thinking about her today, her brothers and sisters who are thinking about her today, and the rest of the family who are thinking about her today, my cousin Thelma. So I'm dedicating this to her. The calling of the first disciples, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled the boats, both boats, so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished to catch a fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. That was Luke's account of that situation. But if you look at in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22, it says this: "As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said, 'and I will make you fishers of men.' At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him." That's Mark's account. That's Matthew's account. Check out Mark's account. Each one's just a little different. Just giving you just a little something to make you think. Okay. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. "After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. 'The time has come,' he said. 'The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.' As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said, 'and I will make you fishers of men.' At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they were there, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him." You know, we're talking about tonight when God calls you. You know, one thing about it is that sometimes God comes at times where you don't think that he's going to come. Sometimes he comes when you don't think that that he's going to come. He comes at times where they weren't even planning, probably, that or thinking or had an idea that they were going to be called. But I want to just tell you tonight that when God calls you, he calls you. Sometimes you might be in some places where you normally might not be, but God will call you when he decides to call you. And the question is, are you going to listen? The question is, are you going to say yes? Give some love out to my aunt. Love you, auntie. No, God will meet you where you are. My first point tonight is this: God will meet you where you are. Sometimes when it comes to being called or feeling like you've been called, sometimes you might wonder, well, you know, Lord, you know, I'm not in the right frame of mind. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. But I want to tell you, when God calls you, if he has something for you, when he calls you, he's going to call you. He's going to meet you where you are. Sometimes we feel like we have to get ready. I have to get ready to meet the Lord. Now, mind you, we're not going to present our words to the Lord, but when God calls you, he's going to call you. The question is, are you going to follow? The question is, are you going to listen? The question is, are you going to do what he's calling you to do? See, sometimes we say, I got to do this. I got to do this. If the Lord can call me, I got to be right here. I got to be right there. God will call you. They were out there fishing. You know, one account, they were getting their things together. They were tired. They're done. You know, but guess what? They followed him, right? They were following. You know, different counts to say different things, right? But the thing about it is this. In Luke's account, they were washing their nets. They were tired. They had already been out there doing that. And Jesus comes and tells, you know, put out into the deep and let the net down for a catch and go through that whole spiel. Listen to this. God will meet you where you are. Now, you might be busy doing your things, but the thing is this, are you going to pay attention? You know, hey, cousin, what's going on, Aunt Tina? So, listen, God has his eyes on you. Just like Jesus was watching them, listen to this, God has his eyes on you. I believe that, you know, sometimes it's like, can the Lord use me? Are you willing? Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say, you know, Lord, you can use me? You don't have to be perfect. God's not expecting you to be perfect. I want you to know that God has his eyes on you. It said right here that Jesus went to them, right? He went to them. He saw what they're doing. Listen, God sees what you're doing. God sees where you are. He sees you. He sees you. You know, I believe nothing can separate you from the love of God. You know, nothing. You know, Jesus saw, he saw them. He saw them at the water's edge. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats. Listen, God has his eyes on you. He knows more about you than you even know about yourself. You might be saying, who, me? And God says, yes, I have you. Lonnie says, Juju says, as believers, we are to be ready in and out of season. That's the truth. We ought to be ready in and out of season. You know, that's so true. You know, God has his eyes on you, and God will meet you where you are. That's what I'm telling you tonight. God will meet you where you are. You know, he's not, and listen to this, he's not telling you you have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. I love John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, he's not telling you you have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. You have to be willing. When he calls you, when he opens up those doors and begins to move into your life, move in your life, you're like, Lord, what's going on? You know, just be willing, you know. And listen, God's not saying you have to dress in a three-piece suit or the best dress, you know, some fancy dress. Just be willing. But when God calls you, just be willing to say yes. You know, I like what Juju said. As believers, we are not to be ready. We ought to be ready in and out of season. Be ready in and out of season. You know, there's never a perfect time. There's a perfect time, Lord. There's a perfect time. And sometimes you could be doing something that you want to do, but those doors close. And for that season, God has you going through and experiencing some other things. You know, God will use everything that you go through for his glory if you will allow him to do that. Listen, this, and God's not saying you have to know the Bibles backwards and forwards. There's a time. There's always a time to learn. The reason why I say that is because sometimes we feel like, well, God can't use me. You know, Lord, you cannot use me because I don't know as much as that person knows. I don't know. I haven't been to this place where that person has been. I haven't sat at the table of dignitaries like this person has. But are you willing? See, God will meet you where you are. You see, the fishermen, they were washing their nets. They're pretty much done. But here Jesus, in Luke's account, here Jesus, he sees the two boats, he gets into one of the boats. you know, and he got into one of the boats, the one belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. He asked him. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Can you imagine if you're ready to go home and you're cleaning, getting your things ready, and someone comes and they ask you, they get in your boat and ask you, can you go out a little bit from the shore? And then they start preaching in your boat. And then it says in verse 4, I'm in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. So he could have kept it right there and put a period. But he said, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. So it obviously was something that Jesus was preaching about that made them think, you know what? I'm going to listen to what he has to say. You know, listen, God will meet you where you are. Whether you're driving a new car, whether you're minding your business. Listen, when I got called to ministry, I was sitting in church, Gospel Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia. And as I sat there and as Pastor Wiley Jackson was preaching, I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me. And that was my experience. God would meet you where you are. And I was minding my own business. I was minding my own business. Listening to the preacher preach, and I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me. Probably the first audible time. and that I can recall. But I'm telling you, God will meet you where you are. You know, listen. For a second, you guys, am I making any sense tonight? Am I making any sense? For those of you coming through, this is how it happens. You know, as I'm preaching, you know, you guys are as you see, like Juju had written something 4 minutes ago, and I read it, and then we talk about it. Hey, Tamisha, what's up, Jordan? You know, and then we have this dialogue going back and forth. I'm glad my mom is still here. My mom can listen. She can hear everything. Love you, Mom. Love you. God will meet you where you are, and you don't have to be perfect. Just be willing. He will meet you where you are. Listen, I was in church, minding my own business, listening to the pastor, and God spoke to me. Where were you when God spoke to you and you knew this is the Lord speaking to me? Where were you? When God calls you. My second point tonight is God knows your name. If God created you, not yet, but since we believe that God created us, right? God knows your name. Thank you, Tamisha. God knows, second point tonight, God knows your name. You know, there's something else when someone knows your name, right? They call your name and you know they're talking to you. It's something special when you know that they know your name, that they recognize that you're someone special. That you're someone, when someone calls your name, they say, hey, what's going on? It makes a difference, make you feel different inside when they are recognizing who you are, that they're recognizing you. God knows your name. Tonight, for those coming through, what's going on, Jeffrey? What's going on, Eugene? Tonight's message is when God calls you. First point, God will meet you where you are. Second point, God knows your name. And like I was saying, when someone knows your name, it makes you feel like that person really cares about me, that they know my name. I'm going to tell you this. God is invested and wants to invest even more in you. God is concerned about you. He knows your name. He knows what you're going through. He knows your struggles. He knows the things that are going through your mind. He knows where you are right now, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. Did I say physically? You know, psychologically, he knows where you are. He knows your name. He knows. In fact, what's going on, Sherrod? What's going on? He knows your name. He's invested and wants to invest in you even more. So the question is, do you believe that? Yes, Juju. I know your name, Juju. Thank God. Yeah, Juju's in the house. And it makes you feel different when someone knows your name. And they call you. They don't say, what's your name again? See, God is invested in you. And the thing I love about it, I have this picture that, you know, that scripture says, about Christ dying for us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Imagine that he gave his life for you and I, and he saw, looked down the corridor of time and knew that I have to stay on this for that person. I have to stay on this cross for Gregory. I have to stay on this cross for Tamisha. I have to stay on this cross for Levy. I got to stay on this cross for Tina. I got to stay on this cross for Cousin. I have to stay on this cross for my mom, Levy. You know, Craig, you know, just imagine the fact that he stayed on that cross because he knew you. He knows your name. While we were doing what we were doing, he died for us. You know, he's invested, and he wants to invest even more in you, in us, in you and in me. Somebody says, he knows our name. He knows our past, our future, and still chose us. That's so true, Tamisha. And that's the picture that I have, my personal picture in my mind, that by that scripture, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The fact that while we were doing that, and even while we do some things, he knows what we're going to do even before we do it. He knows which way we're going to choose. But he gives us free will, right? He still died on the cross for you and for me. And guys, we're in this season. We're in a season right now where we really have to really, really think that this is not our home. This is our home. This is our home for right now. But we have to believe that when we leave here, we will be reconnected with our Maker, with our Father. You know, we have to believe that. He's invested. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. He knows your name. And God won't get you confused with someone else. What he has for you, it is for you. God's not going to get you confused with your brother who looks like you. He's not, I got you mixed up. I'm sorry. No. When God calls you, he calls you. He didn't get into that boat. Jesus didn't get into that boat in Luke chapter 5 and say, oops, I didn't mean to get in your boat, Simon. I meant to get in the Zebedee's boat. He knew whose boat he was getting into. He knew who he was telling to put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. It wasn't by coincidence that he was speaking to Simon, whom he later renamed Peter. Please forgive me. Simon, he renamed Peter. Listen, he knew who he was talking to. He knew he was going to talk to someone who was going to be willing to say, you know what, even with him denying Jesus three times, you know, he was willing to give his life up for the gospel as well. Simon answered, Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. You know, the thing about it is that God, what God has given you, what he's placed, what he has in store for you, it is for you. But we have our part, we have our role in it too. We need to be where we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to be there. We need to be make sure that we're becoming God-focused, kingdom-focused, focused on what he's called us to do. Whatever gift God has given you, use it. If you're the cook, be the best cook. You know, whatever it is that God has called you to do, be the best that he's called you to be. And be willing to do it. Hey, Brian, what's up, Brian? We're talking about when God calls you tonight. Tamisha says, we are shocked and surprised by the call because we know we are unqualified. That's true, Tamisha. That's a good point. We are shocked. Well, not everybody's shocked. Some people might not be shocked, you know, but definitely shocked and surprised by the call because we know we are unqualified. We know what we've done. We know what we have done. We know our own dirt, right? But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, how many of you guys know we are unqualified? But because God's grace and mercy, grace allowing us the ability to do it, mercy not giving us what we deserve. You know, who's going to Pastor Donnell? Tonight we're talking about when God calls you. Second point, God knows your name. What God has for you, it is for you. You know, now God's not going to get you confused. And I'm glad Pastor Donnell Peterson came on. I know I've shared this, and he's been on before, and he's spoken on Thursday night, and whoo, he brought a message. If you guys could go back a couple weeks, several weeks, and see Pastor Donnell Peterson's, when I had him on Thursday night, he just rocked the place. He just rocked it. And it's amazing how God was so instrumental in my life in this season through the word that God had given Pastor Donnell Peterson. And what God has for you, it is for you. And what he said, like, come from behind the piano. He was saying, come from behind the piano. God's telling you to come from behind the piano. That was part of it. And it's amazing that through the things that we've gone through, thank you, Brian, the things that we've gone through, it's amazing. It's amazing that that's what's happened. Listen, this whole pandemic year, I've been really preaching every week. I mean, I was doing it before the pandemic, but I'm just saying the word, what God has for you, it is for you. It's just a matter of, will you receive it? I could have run away, but I'm saying, no, I'm going to believe this and I'm going to receive this. Because God knows your name. And he called me He called me. He called me up there in front of church. Yeah. Juju says, that's key, because you say so. Yes, that's where it begins and ends. That's right, Juju. Because you say so. Peter said, because you say so. What's going on, Ben? Huh. Ben, come up to the front row, Ben. Don't be trying. I know you came in a little late. Don't come up to the front. You have to stay in the back of the church. Come on now. You know, but I love that, Juju. I love that. I'm checking that out right now, Brian. I'm checking that out now. Checking it out. You know, Jeremiah 1:5. Now, Brian came on. He wanted to share Jeremiah 1:5. Okay, thank you, Brent, Jeremiah. Thank you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. This is the call of Jeremiah. But the part that we can use is, listen, before he knew Jeremiah, I guess before he knew you, before he knew me, before he knew us, before he formed us in the womb, he knew us. Before he, you know, listen, guys, whatever God has called you to do, listen, it's up to you. You can do it. In this season, guys, I believe God's saying you can. You can because I am. You can because I am. You got to know that God has called you. He's called you to do what he's called you to do. If you're a writer, oh yes, I have to get Juju on here because she's a writer and talk about her book in the next month and a half. I'm going to bring her on so she can talk about her book. She didn't know I was going to say that. But if you're a writer, write. If you're a writer, write. What God has for you, it is for you. How special are you that he knew you even before you were formed? Even before you knew him, he knew you. Listen, God knows you. He knows who you are. He knows you. He knows where you are right now. With everything that's going on right now, guys, I just want to encourage you today to stay focused, to stay encouraged. God is not through with you yet. Lord, what can I do? Lord, what have you called me to do? You got to trust and believe that God will show up in your life. And I want to tell you this, before I move on from this point, before you, there's a difference between knowing of someone and knowing someone. I've heard of you. No, there's a difference between I've heard of you versus I know you. You know, perhaps you're struggling with some things in your life. Perhaps you're struggling with what's the next step that I take in my life. Listen, God knows your name. Listen, God will open up and close doors. And you might be wondering, Lord, how come that door is closed? But what have you been praying for? See, the thing about it is that when we pray, we're praying earnestly. Listen, God hears our prayers. You know, God has not forgotten about you. There's a difference of knowing of someone versus knowing someone, and God knows you. He knows you. He knows your name. So first point tonight, God will meet you where you are. Second point, God knows your name. Third point, God will show up in your life. Let me tell you this. God will show up, and sometimes he will show out in your life. You know, how many guys have experienced that when God has shown up? And sometimes you might have been praying for one thing, and God knew exactly what you needed. And, you know, and I say this. In Luke chapter 5, going back to Luke chapter 5, right? They had been fishing all night. Now, if you remember the account in Luke, Luke's account is just a little different from Matthew and Mark's, just a little bit. He goes into what happened just a little bit, but you know, a little bit is a different angle. But it says this, it said that when he saw them, they were washing their nets. When you're washing nets, you're done. But Jesus got into his boat, he went out. Then he tells them, put out into deep water and let down the nets for catch. And like I've said before, Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they didn't just say it. He didn't just say it. He did it. He let down those nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink, and fill both boats up. You know, listen, God will show up in your life when you feel like you're on your last breath, your last breath, your last money. God will show up in your life. Can I get an amen? Juju says this, another nugget, God knew you before you knew you, so carry yourself like you, the Almighty knew you. I get what you're saying, Juju. Yeah, he knows you. He knows you. And yet he called you. There's something that's inside of you. He knows, he believes that you can do whatever it is that he has called you to do. Brian says, finish the race. That's right, Brian. Finish the race. God will show up in your life. Like I've shared this before, I think year 2016, 2017, I was on zero. I'm just doing a little math. In 2016, I was on zero with zero. God will show up. God sustained me. He sustained everything I had. He sustained me. He sustained my house. He sustained the things that I had. And I lacked nothing. Let me tell you this. God will show up. God will show up and show out in your life. You know, because listen, Jesus knew that they had been trying to catch fish the entire night. And how many of you know that catching fish equals money? Catching fish equals their livelihood, you know, to take care of their families, to take care of their households. Jesus knew they had been trying to catch fish, but guess what? Are you willing to do this? Not only did he get into his, I want you guys to get a clear picture, the big, big picture that Jesus got into the boat. They were wrapping things up. They had been out all night. He gets in the boat, says, go out, pull out a little bit from the shore. Then these people come and he preaches to people on the shore. And then after that, after he finished speaking, he says, put out into deep water. Go further. You know, Simon could have been like, I'm done. We're done. We're tired. But he didn't do that. He said, no, listen, we've been trying to do this all night, but because you say so, we will do it. Then Jesus shows out. And they get this big catch of fish that they had never, ever, ever, ever. They had been trying to do it so much. They caught so much that they had to call their other neighbors, come help us. And both boats began to sink. Listen, Jesus knew they had been trying to catch some fish. But because they were obedient and willing and did what he said to do, guess what? He blessed them. Whether they were expecting that or not, have you ever been in a place where God has blessed you bigger than you could ever even imagine? You know, one year, and I'll tell you this, I was struggling. And one year, on my birthday, at church, one of my good friends, I call her Sis Ma. She's like a sister mother figure. And she invited me to preach on my birthday. And I think it was in 2016. She invited me to preach on my birthday. It was my birthday, y'all. And I preached on my birthday. I was like, wow, Lord. God really, really blessed me that night. He really, really blessed me that night, I was willing. And I'll tell you, the blessing was bigger than I ever could have imagined. You know, but I said, you know what? I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go and I'm going to preach this revival because you have called me to preach and here's an opportunity to share. And God blessed me. Listen, you have to have a level of faith. And it's not a matter of knowing how, but folks knowing, Lord, I believe that you will do this. I'm believing that you're going to move in my life. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, Juju. I understood. You have to have a level of faith. You know, the thing that used to get me, guys, is the thing of how are you going to do this thing in my life, Lord? How are you going to move in my life? How are you going to move things in and out of the way? How are you going to do it? And then I had to get away from that thing of how. I was driving myself crazy. You know, how many of you guys know that when God gives you a vision, he will give you the provision? You just have to be willing to do your part. And you have to have a level of faith. You have to have a level of faith. It might not make sense to you, but you've got to be willing to do it. When God says so, say yes. When Jesus says yes. When God calls you, say yes. No, that's that. Stay focused. That's stay focused. Stay focused. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go? Who will go? Are you willing to go? But God will show up. You just have to believe it. You just have to have the faith. And listen, sometimes God's going to tell you to do some crazy things. Not any unlawful things, y'all. But it might not make any sense. But if you trust him and believe him, listen, he will do his thing in your life. And he will show up and show out in your life. Can you imagine Peter and them? That's almost like hitting the lottery for them, probably. To have caught that much fish, and they hadn't caught anything the night before. Obedience. Obedience pays. There's a blessing that comes from being obedient. You know, and the thing about this thing about when God calls you, your reaction, how do you react? How do you react? You know, the question becomes, what will you do with what you know? What will you do with what you know? See, sometimes we ask, Lord, please show me your way. Then he shows you the way. And he shows you what he has in store for your life. He begins to open up doors, and you're like, how come this is happening? And then we say sometimes, this is too good to be true. Is this really you, Lord? Is this really you? It's like we pray for that God will move in our lives, right? Then when God begins to move, we're like, I don't even believe it's really happening. Have you guys been there? Am I the only one who's had that thought sometimes? Am I the only one? What's going on, y'all? Juju says, we have to trust God because he knows the beginning to the end. Yeah. Yes. We have to trust God because he knows the beginning to the end. Whoo! Glory, glory, glory. What went through my mind just now. Thank you, Juju. That's so true, Juju. That's so true. I got to tell you guys this. A week ago, I was scheduled for a photo shoot. And, you know, I preach, you know, trust the process. You got to trust the process. But I was in my feelings just a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was in my feelings just a little bit. I was like, Lord, I've been preparing for this photo shoot. I'm almost over there. And guess what? This guy is sick. But he texted me, he didn't call me, but and I was like, trust the process, you know, I'm preaching, trust the process. So, you know, the thought comes to my mind, you've got to trust the process. And I was like, Lord, trust the process. I'm a little bit upset. But once I had to calm myself down, realizing that, you know what, ultimately God's in control and he knows, he has, there's a reason, you know, and I was grateful that the person did let me know. I was grateful that they did tell me that because it turned out to be something else that I was not trying to get again. Listen to this. So it's like trust in that process. When you say juju, we have to trust God because he knows the beginning to the end. Sometimes when things are not going the way we expect them to go, we still have to just say, you know, I'm going to trust you. I will trust you, Lord. Even though I might be upset, I will trust you. You know, and then the question is, what will you do with what you know? What did I know? I know that God works all things together for the good for those who love. God works together for the good of those whom we love. And I'm trying to listen. I can say scripture by heart, but right now it's just not happening. So I'm going to calm myself down. You know, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Those are, you know, the other part of it. You know. But because I'm just getting just a little bit But what I did know is that God's going to work everything out for my good. I've been called. I love him. He loves me. I know he wants the best for me. And I know, also know that he understands and he sees what I don't see. So sometimes, guys, we're going through our lives and we're going through these things of, you know, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm doing your will. And then something comes up. We got to know and trust and believe that all things are going to work together for our good, for our good. You know, and the question becomes, what will you do with what you know? What do you know? I had to use these different things I preach about. You know, praise God through disappointment. Praise God. See, when God calls you, listen, there's a reaction. We're either going to do it or we're not going to do it. And sometimes when we say, okay, I'm going to do your will, sometimes life happens and things don't go as according to plan as we would like it to go. Things will go as according to plan. But the thing about it is this. Will you rationalize or try to run or tell God why he shouldn't choose you? You know, think about Jonah and Nineveh, right? You know, God's telling you, I want you to do this. And you're like, why should I do that? You want me to do this for that person? You know, and then we go down the whole list. You want me to do what? You want me to get up and talk? You want me to do what? Listen, I went to a class reunion, right? And I tell you guys, it was one of those, it was a Zoom one last year. And I was like, I hope they don't call me. Let me turn my camera on blank so they'll only see my name. And before I could do that, they were like, first person to share, Gregory Wright. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, whatever it was. But I thought I was going to hide, but I could not hide, you know. And it was meant for me to talk. You know, people weren't used to me talking because I was so quiet if I didn't know you. But listen, are we going to stop rationalizing and trying to tell God, you know, why he shouldn't choose you? Have you ever done that? You know, why you shouldn't be the one to do X, Y, and Z, why you should be in charge of this, why you shouldn't be in charge of that. And, you know, but think that I was encouraged about from the scripture that I read earlier, Luke's account, Luke 5, 1 through 11, his account, Mark's account, Mark 1, 14 through 19, and Matthew 4, 18 through 22, is the fact that they immediately did it. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. They immediately left. You know, how many of you guys, when God's called you, you were like, okay, when God said, I want you to do this, he placed something in your heart, and you say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm hands all on. I'm in this thing with both hands, with both feet. They immediately did it. They immediately left their nets and followed him. There was no rescheduling. There was no bartering. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him. And I'm sure there are probably some other people that are probably with them that took care of the fish, but they did that part and they followed. They immediately did that. Lonnie says this, can you imagine if we did what God told us to do? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one right there, Juju. What would happen if we did what God told us to do immediately? For me, guys, sometimes it takes me enough nerve to say, I'm going to do it. 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 I'm going to tell you this. I shared earlier with you guys tonight that when God called me and I was in the church, God's Tabernacle, and I was listening to Pastor Wiley Jackson preach, and it took me a minute before, because I was in an R&B group. I was in an R&B group. We were signed. We had a production deal. It was a major one. It was a major one for us. And God called me, and for me to follow him. You know, I didn't immediately, I was like, is this real? Are you really speaking to me? Is this really happening? Some people are like, what are you doing? You worked this hard to get to this point, and now you're going to leave. My name was on a contract. Only thing I had to do was pick up the pen and write my name. Some people didn't understand. But for me, I had to do what God placed in my heart to do. And sometimes, guys, people aren't going to understand. Sometimes, if God's telling, you know, for me, God's telling me, I want you to focus on preaching. I want you to preach. You know, it wasn't about singing R&B. And that was because he had something for me at that time. You know, he had something he saw. You see, whatever road we decide to choose, you know, whether you choose A or B, God sees everything. So when God calls you, guys, I love what, are we willing to just to do what he's called us to do? These, the disciples / apostles did exactly what Jesus told them. You know, when he called them, they left. After seeing what they had experienced, they left. What's up, David? David was like 100. What's up, David? You know, they immediately left. You know, and I love that question that Juju was asking us tonight. Can you imagine if we did what God told us to do immediately? It took me a minute, y'all. I'm not gonna lie, it took me about 2.5 weeks. And when I left that group, I left a recording contract. I left all the stuff. But I said, I'm going to trust you, Lord. This is what you called me to do. It took me a minute. But I want to tell you guys, that's God's grace and mercy that he sustained me during that time until I was like, yes, Lord. Because we don't always get the time, that opportunity to change. That opportunity to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to do what you called me to do. Sometimes that door might stay open. Sometimes that door might close. But the question is, are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say yes? Now, I know I didn't write this before. The fourth one was the reaction. Juju is saying, I'm talking to myself because I have perfected running from God. I'd rather hide. Yeah, and I feel like there's no place to hide now, Juju. What's up with you? No place to hide, Juju. What's up with you? You know, God's like, take that thing off. What's going on? Reba's in the house. What's up, Reba? You know, God's taking that thing off. There's no place to hide because we're not promised tomorrow. But God can take the little that you have and bless it. Little can become much when we place it in the master's hands. That song, you know, Ordinary People. God chooses ordinary people. God chooses people. I love that. That song just comes to my mind. Ordinary people. God uses ordinary people. Let me tell you this. When God calls you, I want you to understand that there's a purpose. There's a purpose for everything that you're going through. There's a purpose. I'm saying in this season, God, it's not a season to hide. It's, in this season, God's saying, let's take away those layers because you have a gift. You say, who, me? I'm going through this. God says, you have a gift. But my body's failing. But you have a gift. I can't speak. I stutter sometimes. But you have a gift, and I have something to say through you. When God calls you, God's not looking at the things that we say that are deficits in our lives, or the things we say that are things that we think are wrong. He's looking to say, are you willing? Are you willing to use what I've given you, what I've placed in front of you? And my mom says, you can run, but you can't hide from God. Don't be a Jonah. Well, that's a good point, Mom. Don't be a Jonah. You know, I've been a Jonah. Have you been a Jonah? Even people look at you like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. The Lord trying to come after you. Get away from us. Listen, don't be a Jonah. You can run, but you can't hide from God. And what God has placed in you, it is in you. Let me tell you, there's a purpose for your life. You know, in Luke chapter 5, verse 10, the second part of verse 10, it says this. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Can you imagine them catching all that fish? They probably never caught any fish, that many fish like that ever before in their life. They had probably been fishing in that same area. But at that time, God knew, boom, you do this, watch what I'm going to do supernaturally in your life. Let me tell you, my fifth point tonight is this, the purpose. There's a purpose for everything that happens under the sun. And listen, there's a purpose for your life. I'm here to let you know there's a purpose for your life. My mom says, you were a Jonah. Thank you, Mom. Yeah, I was a Jonah. I was running. I was doing the running man. You know, my mom says, see, come on, me out here talking. Yes, 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 yes. But I am so encouraged, even in spite that, when I came across this scripture spoke to me, especially with everything I'd gone through, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And when you go beyond that and go to verse 12, it reads, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Let me tell you this, there's a purpose for your life. You know, listen, guys, you know, you either focus on people like to focus on negatives, right? Focus on the positives. Focus on what God has called you. Focus to do. Focus on the purpose. The purpose, the purpose, the purpose, the purpose, the purpose. You have been called. The purpose. There's a purpose for your life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. But you got to be willing to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And sometimes when you pray things and things don't happen the way you expect them to happen, sometimes you have to say, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say to my heart? What are you trying to say to me? But when he calls you guys, you have to answer that call. I cannot answer that call for you. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, or your brother can answer that call for you, but you. What is God doing in your life, even in this season? It's part of my song, Life's Lessons. I'm learning life's lessons. I pay attention. I'm learning life's lessons. Pay attention. And I won't ignore how I feel inside. But I'll open up my eyes. Now I'll open up my ears to life's lessons. You know, listen, you have to answer the call. What is God doing in your life in this season? For me, guys, honestly, I'm learning life's lessons. Some of us shouldn't be here, but God's grace. I tell this story. What's up, brother Ben? What's going on, Ben? I tell this story. I was just back in with the same group. We'd come back from singing somewhere, we're all tired. There's like five of us in a car. six of us in a five seater car, and I was the one lying across people in the back, and one of the guys fell asleep. When he had fallen asleep, it was foggy, and it was a cab. It was one of those tractor trailer cabs without the hitch, going halfway across I-20. We woke up, I'm telling you this, the guy hollered, put his hands up, and I'm telling you, I saw that car wheel turned by itself and turned back around. Listen, the guy's hands were up, and I was looking at the wheel, because I was looking and seeing the cab. Listen, God has you. God's grace. I'm sharing that, you know, God's grace. I'm still here. One time I fell asleep at the wheel of the car. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still here. That's what I'm saying, Juju. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still here. I'm still here. By the grace of God. I am still here. It's by the grace of God. The Render Clark Cole. I am still here. It's by the grace of God. Listen, we're here, and it's by God's grace. And God's saying, I'm calling you. I've called you. The question is, will you say yes? You got to answer. This is not the season for us to hide. This is the season for us to stand. Be like that David, like David and Goliath. Be like David with that stone. Be like David and have that slingshot. Be like David and take down that giant. The Lord is with you. Listen, don't put him on hold. Don't put him on hold right now. Say yes, Lord. Here I am. Don't try to use three-way calling. Don't try to call him. Don't try to say, you know, I'm going to hang up the phone and then redial. Listen, he's standing at the door of your heart. Jesus standing at the door of your heart right now, and he's knocking. Will you let him in? And he will come in if you let him in. God's not going to force you to do his will. He wants you to want to do his will. The question is, are you going to do it? The question is, are you willing? You see, listen, while the world is looking at you and saying, you're this, you're that, the accuser, brother, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that, you're never going to do this. Look, you can't do this, you can't do this. What has God told you to do? What has God called you to do? Just be willing to say yes, Lord. Just be willing to say yes. Just be willing to say, I'm here. I'm here. And he says, follow me. Follow him. And sometimes it's good to remind yourself, you know, I'll say this. If I was able to leave a contract with my name on it, and if you know me, you know I love music, and I left that, that wasn't just a, I have this feeling, it was that I knew that I heard the Lord, and the Lord was speaking to me, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me every day. You know what I called you to do. Today, February the 9th, at 10:04 p.m., what will you do? Because you're still here by the grace of God. God's working, he's moving your life. You are seeing him moving your life, and he's answering your prayers. And the question is, are you going to do what he's called you to do? If he's called you to cook, be the best cook. If he's called you to help people, help people. If he's called you to preach, preach. If he's called you to write music, write music. If he's called you to manage people, manage people. If he's called you to write, write. Dance, dance. Draw, draw. Whatever it is he's called you to do, you're here at this point. Because God is trying to speak to your life. God is trying to speak to your life. There is a purpose for your life. What's up, Trina? There's a purpose for your life. There's a purpose. And what you have is important to God. Who you are is important. So I just want to encourage you tonight. If you don't know Jesus, if you say, I want to experience him, I want to experience the Holy Spirit like never ever before, just put those hands up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I trust you. I believe in you. I believe in your word. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe you sent your son to die on the cross for me. That he gave his life for me. That he rose again in 3 days with all power in heaven and earth. And I pray you come into my heart. And that you be Lord and Savior in my life. In Jesus' name. Believe that. And guess what? He will come into your heart. He will come into your life. If you need some clarity, pray that the Lord will give you clarity. I pray that God will give you clarity. And I pray that in this season, we will not run. I pray we're not going to be doing a running man and running like Jonah. And we're not going to be doing that running man, but we're going to be like Peter and say, yes, Lord. But because you say so, I don't really feel like doing this, but because you say so, I'm going to do what you're calling me to do. So I pray that in this season, guys, that we will really take it seriously. Do what God has called you to do. Your ultimate purpose. What gifts has he given you? Some people, God has given you influence that you can speak to people and people hear you. People follow you. What are you speaking? What are you saying? How are we living? Are we living by faith? There's a purpose in your life. There's a purpose for your life. Answer that call. I'm not going to keep you too much longer. I just want to say I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I appreciate you guys coming through here tonight because it means so much. So what are you guys going to do? What are you guys going to do? Are you going to say yes? Are you going to say yes? And when I think about my cousin, like I said, I dedicated this show to my cousin, Thelma Brady. Today was her birthday. Happy heavenly birthday, cuz. And I think about the people who have lost loved ones this past week. So I pray that we'll pray for those who are hurting, those who are grieving. And I just want to encourage you to not take this time lightly. I do believe we are living in the last days. Will you do what God has called you to do? If you sing, sing. If you play, play. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, touch someone's life. Allow the Lord to touch your life. When God calls you, are you going to answer? When God calls you, are you willing to say yes? I pray that God will bless you tonight, wherever you are. And listen to this. I want you to be more concerned about what God says about you, about who you are. Be more concerned about who God says you are. Greater is he who lives within you than he who lives in the world. When God calls you. Oh, Stella's birthday was today too? Oh, my other cousin. Thank you, cousin, aunt. Her niece. Happy heavenly birthday, Stella. Yes, Ben. You're welcome, Ben. Thank you for sharing that, cousin, aunt. Mom says, I say, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways. My answer will be, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, have a blessed and restful night. Love y'all, and please continue to be safe. Love the message. Thank you for coming through, Mom. I'm glad you could hear the message. I want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through here tonight. I pray that you guys will be encouraged. I thank you guys for coming. I thank you for what you guys do. I thank you guys that you are important. You are important to me. You're important to the kingdom of God. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys for coming through, sharing a message. I appreciate you coming through, sharing this on your page. I want to give a shout out to my Aunt Tina. She came through. Love you, Aunt Tina. And guys, really, honestly, whatever it is that God's called you to do, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. We are not promised tomorrow. What are you going to do today? When God calls you, answer. No more time for hiding. Let's go ahead and do it. And you know, I'm saying this, right? And I'll probably get a phone call. I want you to come and preach or sing somewhere. Oh, no. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. God bless you guys. What's up, Trina? God bless you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. God bless you. Please let me know how this is, how a ministry, this is part, the Heart Love Radio Show is a part of Fire Heart Ministries. And I appreciate you guys for your prayers and your thoughts. God bless you. I have some great news to share with you. Great news to share with you guys next week, hopefully. And come on through Tuesday night, on Thursday night, guys. I'm going to have Pastor and Mrs. Eric Nelson in the house on Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Be encouraged. I'm praying for you. Continue praying for me. Thank you, Brent. Ben, love you, man. Love you. Love you guys. Can't wait to come in there and visit you guys and try that meal that you had cooked a week or two ago. God bless you. Be encouraged. And Juju, I'm going to have you on here so you can share about that book and some of the things that God is doing in your life. No more time for hiding. That sounds like a song. Much love, Ben. Much love. Much love to you guys. Much love to you guys. And if I didn't call your name, please forgive me. Just I just want to say God bless you. And I try not to call people's names out because I don't want to forget or not mention anyone. Much love to you guys. God bless you. Please share this on your pages. Be encouraged. And please let me know how this ministry has touched your life. God bless you.